our tech team is homing in on the burgeoning market for drones, or unmanned aircraft. There are three reasons behind our focus. First, drones are cheaper than ever. Second, from farmers to realtors, business people want to use them. And third, the FAA is working on new rules to allow that. Well, here's an example of a possible hazard. The FAA is investigating a close call, a near collision last month near a Florida airport. The pilot of a commuter jet says he encountered a remotely piloted craft in restricted airspace, some 2,300 feet up. Unmanned aircraft can be small and hard for pilots to see. NPR's Steve Henn reports on some research aimed at solving that problem.
Weston Swidich and Matthew Brunberger are building a drone at the University of North Dakota's School of Engineering.
Kind of like a helicopter in a sense. It just hovers. So you have control over pitch, roll, and yaw.
They're on a bit of an odd mission. Will Simke is their professor.
To build a quad-rotor aircraft that in an indoor testing facility to herd a bunch of robots. They're the iRobots.
What Weston and Matthew are trying to do is build a flying drone that will herd those little iRobots, you know, the vacuum cleaners, around a room like sheep. But the trick is the drone has to do this all automatically with no human intervention.
And what we had to do was take an aircraft and autonomously have it look at what the robots are doing and decide what action should be taken. Should they get in front of them so they turn around? Should they tap them on the top so they change direction? And fly to that location and herd these things into a desired target area.
Their little quadcopter has four rotor blades and is about 3 feet across. It looks like a bigger version of the kinds of unmanned craft you may have seen in a hobby shop. Their drone needs to identify and track the iRobots visually, using basic cameras, the same way a private pilot would track other planes in the air. Will Simke says this challenge is pretty similar to ones unmanned aircraft will face when flying through crowded airspace.
Well, the similarity is you have information and you have to have a computer system evaluate that information, predict what's going to happen in the future, and then act in the most responsible way.
But when you're herding real airplanes instead of iRobots, the stakes are much higher. The FAA began testing how to integrate commercial drones into U.S. airspace last week. Bob Buckland runs the Northern Plains Unmanned Aerial Systems Test Site, one of six facilities around the country selected to test the use of unmanned planes.
The FAA's next generation system relies on digital technology for aircraft positional awareness.
Researchers like Will Simke and others have already used these digital beacons to test how automated drones would behave in crowded airspace. The system is called ADS-B.
And what that basically does is on the aircraft, it's spitting out its location, GPS locations, heading, velocity, and all that stuff. And so we know where everything is.
But this only works if every aircraft in the sky is equipped to send and receive these signals. And right now, small private planes are not. ADS-B has also been hacked. Its signals are unencrypted. So Will Simke believes the FAA's next generation system is only part of the answer.
Because one of the problems is geese don't want to wear ADS-B systems. And they're not gonna.
Still, Will Simke is an optimist. He says the kind of research his students are doing, teaching drones to see, will eventually help drones fly safely almost anywhere. But he believes getting there may take years. Steve Henn, NPR News.